When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
Those tinkling tones come to you softly, as in a morning sunrise? Well, they should. That was the extraordinary piano playing of Vince Guaraldi and his trio. Now, you may all know Vince Guaraldi in the holiday months because he wrote and played that great music for Charlie Brown Christmas. But this time, he put his focus on a beautiful tune by Sigmund Romberg from The New Moon, 1928. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the holiday hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, today I thought we would turn our attention to an art form that was so incredibly popular in the early part of the 20th century, and I think somewhat sadly neglected, and that's the operetta. The operetta was a form that pretty much came from Europe, in the late part of the 19th century, early part of the 20th, shows like The Merry Widow, and Inflame the Hearts and Romantic Swains, and was most popular sheet music in America. Richard Rodgers recounted times in which his mother would buy the full scores of these operettas and take them home to their house up on 120th Street and play them from start to finish on the piano. So let us have a selection of not just operetta, but great interpretations of it. So we can call today hip operetta. Get it? Hip operetta? Well, all right, we'll see. A song that everyone knows, certainly if you saw Young Frankenstein, is Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life. And this was written by Victor Herbert for the 1910 operetta Naughty Marietta, one of the first set in America. Here is Barbara Hendricks to give us a rendition of that great tune.
Without any cause, believe me, I'm telling you truly.
I'm gay without pause, then sad without cause.
My spirits are truly unruly, for I'm falling in love with someone. I'm sure I could love someone. someone mad. If someone would only love me.
Was Mark Kudisch and Angela Christian from Thoroughly Modern Millie. See, a very contemporary musical that interpolated the wonderful music of Victor Herbert, who was almost by far and away the most popular composer here in America in the early part of the 20th century. And we're listening to sort of hip versions of operetta tunes. Now, all of you know at least one operetta tune, I'm sure. It's March of the Wooden Soldiers from Babes in Toyland, written by Herbert. You all played it in your high school band. Here is that version of it by the one and only Doc Severinsen from the Tonight Show Band. And boy, does he make it swing. Here is March of the Toys, music by Victor Herbert. Thank you. That was the Tonight Show Orchestra playing Here's Victor, song by Victor Herbert, March of the Toys. Well, Herbert was omnipresent in the 20th century. In fact, he wrote a musical in 1905 called Mademoiselle Modiste, which was one of Richard Rodgers' mother's favorite operettas. And that music lasted into the World War II era. Here is Frank Sinatra on a V-disc singing Kiss Me Again from Mademoiselle Modiste, music by Victor Herbert.
Summer breeze, whispering trees, stars shining softly above, roses in bloom, wafted perfume, sleepy birds dream. Safe in your arms, far from alarms, daylight shall come, but in vain. Tenderly pressed, close to your breast, kiss me. Kiss me again. Safe in your arms, far from alarms, daylight shall come, but in vain. Tenderly pressed, close to your breast, kiss me, kiss me. So clear.
babe, then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me, I belong.
That was Satchmo himself with the Indian Love Call from Rudolf Frimmel's Rosemarie, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. Now, what could be hipper than that? See, I tell you, operetta has this wonderful undercurrent that many, many performers made a great lyrical and musical hay with. Well, we associate that song in particular with a duet, of course, sung by Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald. The Indian Love Call, When I'm Calling You, Ooh, 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 parodied 1,001 times. But let's hear a Sigmund Romberg operetta back from 1917, which Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy filmed in 1937, Maytime, and here's the song, Sweetheart.
Well, love is so sweet in the springtime, when blossoms are fragrant in May. No years that are coming can bring time to make me forget, dear, this day.
I love you in ninth grade December,
the same as I love you today. My heart ever young will remember the thrill.
Springtime, life itself is at your call. I come to you, my heart advancing. Oh, come to me and be my all. You turn away and yet you tremble. My little bird has wings I see. Come, leave your cage and don't dissemble. If I but try, I'll make you fly with me. My desert is waiting. Dear, come there with me. I'm longing to teach you love's sweet melody. I'll sing a dream song to you, painting a picture for two. Sand kissing a moonlit sky, a desert breeze whispering a lullaby. On these stars above you to see I love you. Oh, give me that night divine. And let my arms in yours entwine, the desert song calling its voice and calling.
Gordon McRae and Catherine Grayson from the film of The Desert Song, a 1926 operetta, with music by Sigmund Romberg and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. Now, I always say that you two folks, yes, you at home, can write operetta lyrics. All you have to do is invert the adjective and the noun. So instead of a divine knight, you can have a knight divine. So just switch your adjectives and your noun, and you two can write an operetta. I love The Desert Song. It's probably my favorite of them. It's maybe because it's got this sort of mysterious story about a Moroccan renegade called the Red Shadow who wears a mask and, unbeknownst to his girlfriend, is actually the nerdy jerk back at the French compound. A little bit like Superman and Lois Lane, although more than a decade before they appeared. One of the things that I love about operetta is how jazz musicians picked it up late into the 20th century. Here is a song called Wanting You from The New Moon, and we'll segue from the original, from a 1950 studio version into the wonderful Coleman Hawkins taking it on. Wanting You from The New Moon, music by Sigmund Romberg.
My heart
heart is aching for someone, and you are that someone. You know the truth of my story. You must believe what you see.
I too may someday love someone. From somewhere there'll come one, one who will hear the same story that you're telling me.
Wanting you every day, I am wanting you. Every night I am longing to hold you close to my eager breast.
Wanting love in that heaven I'm dreaming of makes that heaven seem far above any hope that I'll gain my quest.
Dreams are made.
Dreamy Coleman Hawkins on the saxophone, making a bright shining moon out of that tune from The New Moon. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, and we are taking this day to look at how musicians have invented and rethought the whole idea of operetta in the 20th and 21st century. And I'm telling you, operetta is still hip. That's why we're calling today's show Hip operetta. Well, who could be more hip than Billie Holiday? This is her dramatic and beautiful rendering of Lover, Come Back to Me from the Hammerstein Romberg score to the New Moon.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new, and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I grow lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder the sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
Bump, the one and only Billie Holiday. Operetta was very much a part of the American scene into the second half of the 20th century. There were always revivals or television shows that recycled some of the great scores of the teens and 20s. And a lot of series of recording operetta, I guess with stereo or in a studio circumstance. Here is from The Chocolate Soldier, Oscar Strauss, 1908, our good friend Joe Sullivan Lesser, Joe Sullivan as she was then, and Peter Palmer singing Falling in Love.
When you cannot tell the reason why you're in love, when you smile while you are crying, or when you laugh when you would rather am he. Yes, I am he, the lover you seek.
Joe Sullivan and Peter Palmer from a studio recording of The Chocolate Soldier. While the operetta had to influence the new generation of American musicals in the 20th century, and what show was more influenced by that style than Showboat, 1927? Of course, Oscar Hammerstein II had written so many operettas that he tweaked it a little bit, and along with the immortal music of Jerome Kern. Here is Tony Bennett and Bill Charlap from what has to be my favorite album of 2015, Look for the Silver Lining. It's his version of Make Believe, the great duet between Magnolia and Gaylord Ravenel at the beginning of Showboat. Tony Bennett is 90. God bless him. He's as good as anybody ever was. Here is Make Believe from Showboat.
We could make believe I love you, only make believe that you loved me. This fine peace of mind in pretending, couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe, make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss, or two or three. Might as well make believe I love you, for to tell the truth, I do.
Bennett and Bill Charlap taking an operetta tune from Showboat. In the 50s, Kismet came along, which was sort of an Arabian version of an American operetta, with a score repurposed by Borodin, by Wright and Forrest. Here is a very young Tony Bennett singing a song from Kismet.
Thank you.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare, somewhere in space. I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no
all that's for the heart lift drifting. Imagine these in one perfect world, and this is my beloved, and this is my beloved.
The one and only Sarah Vaughan from Kismet. Well, today I had a lot of fun listening to operetta. And what is operetta, really? It's a romantic story with a lot of singing in an exotic location with thrills and chills, and the heroine usually winds up with the hero at the end. Well, there's one playing on Broadway right now. In fact, it's played for three decades. It's called The Phantom of the Opera, music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it is a contemporary revisioning of the operetta. So here is a song that's romantic in its brio from that show. I hope you enjoy it.
Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here, with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you. Anywhere you go, let me go.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.